Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Stoney, this is going to be a topic which is going to have literally hundreds of potential answers.
Thousands.
So our friend Gov, Tom Milliken, was watching the movies over the weekend, and he came across the classic movie Seven, starring Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
Oh, so right? Classic Brad Pitt movies.
No. And it's not classic Morgan Freeman movies either.
Oh, classic movies with numbers in them.
No, that either, because the answer would, of course, be Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Oh. No, it is, the question is, greatest one-word movie titles of all time.
Oh, man. There's so many.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. So, okay. Are we picking? Are we just picking one? Because I just wrote down like five of them off the top of my head.
This is hard. This is so hard.
I wrote down
hard.
Four.
It's simple.
Yes. But to pick the best one because there's so many good ones.
And you can't use the. By the way, that would make it two words.
No. It's one word.
One word.
One word.
Yeah.
One word. Like for example, mine, Showgirls. One word. Right.
Yes.
Starring Elizabeth Berkley.
Yes. Farmington Hills' own Elizabeth Berkley.
Farmington Hills' own Elizabeth Berkley. Mm-hmm. No, Showgirls is not mine. But it's a consideration, obviously.
Yes. God, I'm going to say one that probably everybody will say anyway, but I don't care. It's Goodfellas.
Oh, I guess that is one word. You're right.
Goodfellas is one word, right?
Yeah.
It's not two words.
It is one word.
It's one word. It's Goodfellas.
It's basically two words mashed together,
a made-up word, probably.
It's a made-up word, but the word is Goodfella.
So it qualifies.
It does
Yes, that definitely qualifies. See, that's the thing about this topic is we're going to have calls and texts that where you're like, oh, my God, I didn't even think of that one. Like, I didn't think of Goodfellas.
Really? That was like the first one I thought of.
Well, the first one I thought of was Rocky.
I got that, too, yeah.
But then I moved beyond Rocky to Swingers.
Okay.
Which is right up there. But as you know, Stoney, I think based on my background, I'm going to have to go with my all-time favorite, which is Hoosiers.
Yes. Hoosiers is very good.
Hoosiers, which as legend holds, I've watched so many times that at one point I kept score of the final game between the Hickory Huskers and the South Bend Central Bears.
Which has to be the geekiest sports thing ever. Ever. And I'm a sports geek.
I don't know, Sonny. You used to speak to your posters.
Yeah, but that was to get the team fired up. I didn't keep score.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't realize that had a direct cause and effect on the Philadelphia Flyers.
Absolutely
success.
It did.
Yeah.
He had to speak to each one. I mean, if Ed Van Impe didn't get that, you know, let's go, Eddie, you know, before I left and went to the game, they would lose. All right, how about this one? One of my favorite movies of all time is, as everybody knows, is Diner.
Diner.
Yes.
Heather, have you seen Diner?
I've not seen Diner, no. But I did
heard
write
of it?
Down... No, I've never heard of it.
Okay.
But I wrote down four that I came up with, and I can't pick my favorite. I came up with Parasite because I watched that recently.
Oh, my God, Heather. You and your Parasite. Jeez.
I also wrote down Memento, which I like, and Inception. And then Titanic, because that is just like...
Wow.
I saw that movie over and over and over. So of those four, the only reason I don't think I'd go and rewatch it now, but at the time it was such a great movie. I think I'm going to go with Titanic.
248-539-9797 97136 on the ticket text. What is the greatest one word movie?
Did you watch? You said you watched Parasite again, Heather, or just when you saw it at Oscars?
No, it just when I heard one word, okay. It's still kind of in my mind.
What about? Because I for some reason I'm not sure why I thought you were going to say this, but I'm not trying to typecast you, but Clueless.
Ooh, I love that movie.
I didn't mean Heather was clueless.
No, but
I meant, as a girl.
I know.
Yeah, I mean that movie came out probably when you were. I guess you were probably like 9 when that movie came out. But anyway, it's
no,
a great movie.
Definitely. What, yeah. Great movie.
What about this one? Rounders.
Great movie.
Very good movie.
Very good movie. Yes. Wow, there's a lot of good. I would argue that one word movies are the greatest movies of all time. Would you consider one word versus two word versus three word versus four word?
I'll have to do my research. I got a text from a friend listening in North Jersey. He had 2 Bill Murray movies, Stripes and Meatballs.
Watched Stripes for the first time.
Stripes, Meatballs, and Stoney, Ghostbusters.
Yes, another Bill Murray movie.
Yeah.
So what did you think of Stripes there, Heather?
It was okay. I don't think it held up.
Well, it's a great movie until they get into Czechoslovakia. Then it loses it.
You know, like I watched the whole thing, but it wasn't like Colin was like, oh, it's so funny. You're going to love it. And I'm like, it's okay.
Till a certain point, then they, then they lose it. I mean, all right.
You know, I got to say, I don't want to steal thunder because I just realized that there's my all-time favorite movie is one word, and I haven't mentioned it yet.
Okay, maybe you'll steal some thunder. Maybe we won't let you steal thunder here. Brad with 2, and I think, Brad, I have a guess that this might be one of Brad's, Jamie's thunder stealers.
Oh, morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good, Brad. How are you?
Good. We'll go to the opposite end of the spectrum with both of these, with Jaws and Frozen.
Yeah, I thought Jamie would say Jaws.
No.
I mean,
Jaws and Frozen.
Discussion. And how old are you? I got a bunch of kids, so Frozen is right there too.
I was going to say, how old are your daughters? I mean, Frozen is not the typical grown-up adult male
14.
Response. Yeah,
there you go.
So they were probably what, like 5 or 4 when the movie first came out, and so
in the wheelhouse. You got it.
Right in the wheelhouse. Absolutely. Yep.
Jason and Trenton, you're 97 on the ticket.
What's happening, man?
You tell
me.
Hey,
what's up, Jason?
The best movie, man, Tombstone.
We talked about that movie last week.
I have to see this movie. I know. It is a cult classic. People rave about Tombstone. All right.
The man is some of the best dialogue in there.
You're not my Hickle.
You'll find that movie for sure. No doubt about it.
Yep, absolutely.
Did you say Hickle? Huckle?
Huckleberry. What did you say? Huckleberry.
Oh, okay.
97136 on the ticket text. Now, this one is a compound word, but I guess so is Goodfellas. Somebody says Caddyshack. Is that considered one word?
Caddyshack's one word.
Okay. Yep. DJ in a car, Crash.
Yep.
I didn't like Crash that much. I know it won the Oscar, but
I thought it was
whatever.
Good.
It was better than the other one-word Oscar winner, Unforgiven.
Unforgiven's a great movie.
The movie sucked. Gremlins.
No, I didn't like Gremlins. I honestly... You can call me a wuss. That movie scared the crap out of me.
Really?
When those gremlins went in the water, forget it.
How about Braveheart?
Braveheart's a great movie. Oscar winner.
Platoon.
Oscar winner.
Gladiator.
Oscar winner. Now, that's not the adult. That's not the adult film version you mentioned there, Stoney, because that's 4 words.
Deadpool.
Great movie, not an Oscar winner.
Spaceballs.
Great movie.
Predator.
Great movie.
Did I mention Miracle?
Fantastic. These are such good movies.
I know.
But they haven't mentioned the 2 that I was going to mention, Stoney.
Let's see if one of our listeners does. Let's go to Paul in Madison
Heights. Hey, I got one. I'm pretty sure it's won a bunch of stuff. It's an older movie. It's called Patton with George C. Scott.
That's an Oscar winner, I believe.
That's my father-in-law's all-time favorite movie, Patton. Yeah.
Yes. Thanks, Paul. Somebody texted me and said Slapshot.
Great. Is that one word? Yeah, I guess
it is one word. Absolutely.
Okay, can I give you my 2?
Sure. No, you can't. You're going to hang on. We're going to tease the audience.
surely you can't be serious.
Oh, that's right.
Hold on. Stoney?
Yeah.
No, Slapshot does not count it as two words. I just looked it up on IMDb.com.
Slapshot is two words? Wow.
Yeah. Slapshot is out. Slapshot is out.
Well, Jamie just gave a great hint about his.
I will do want to say something that's going to be popular is Terminator, which does not count because the name of the movie is The Terminator.
It is?
Yes. Just looked it up.
Wow, that surprises me. Greatest one-word movie titles ever. 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136.
Jamie, I was searching one-word porn titles, and there aren't very many.
What? There's not?
No, the highest ranked on the list. I don't know if I can even say it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, I can't. It's not a bad word. If you have to dump me, dump me. Oklahoma.
Yeah, usually they take movie titles, and they like, you know, you mentioned already Gladiator, which is a classic movie with Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
But the adult film version has, like I said, four words. I mean,
yeah.
On Golden Blonde.
Right. Yeah. We got it.
But there's the best one. One of my all-time favorite is City Slickers. I definitely can't say that on the radio.
No. By the way, I'm very surprised and disappointed that Heather didn't say this one.
What?
Heathers!
Oh, I've never seen it.
Really?
Really? You never seen Heathers? I feel like you should.
Or Beach.
Can I get my two, Stoney?
Yes.
Airplane?
Yeah, that was your hint. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's a great one.
Fletch.
Okay, yeah. Great movies.
Airplane and Fletch, two of my all-time favorites.
Yes. You know, biographies obviously have a lot of, like, Capote, Nixon, Lincoln, you know, Cobb. How about this one, Up? These are ones I just thought of. At the bottom of the head.
Oh, Up's a great movie.
What
about this one my son wants to nominate? Joker.
Yes!
Ooh.
Was it Joker or there? No, it is just Joker. That's great.
Okay,
you know,
Joker.
One of
no, it's Joker.
It's Joker. There's, great one,
there's
Josh.
No duh there, yeah.
Absolutely Joker. Great one. And speaking of which, Batman, the one with Jack Nicholson playing the Joker, wasn't called The Dark Knight or anything like that.
Michael
it was just
Keaton
called
playing Batman.
Was
yeah,
just
there
called
was no,
Batman.
Yeah, there was no The Batman. It
right.
was just Batman.
What about
Superman with Christopher Reeve?
Yes. What about Shrek?
Shrek's a great movie.
And my hometown, Philadelphia. All right, 248-539-9797.
Wow.
Let's go to
Chicago.
Jerry in Ypsilanti. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hello.
Hello.
First of all, I'd like to thank you from getting me to Ypsilanti, from Ypsilanti to Jackson every morning.
We appreciate you listening. We really do. And hang in there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And my two movies are Midway, the first one, and Silverado.
Silverado's what? Isn't that a Western with Kevin Costner?
Yeah. And it's got everything you want. It's got the evil cattle baron, the bad sheriff, saved the wagon train.
The whole
got a lot of
caboodle.
Stars in it.
Yeah.
It's a long movie,
right.
But
thanks.
It's a classic Western.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. Let's go to... Roger, you're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Raj?
Not much. Hey, you guys have a great show. Thanks for staying on during the COVID. And
thank you.
I have two. Iron Man, but the most, nobody's Godfather.
I believe now we can check it. I thought Godfather was technically called The Godfather.
No.
It
no?
Is.
I don't
it
think
is.
So. Is it?
I actually think, number one, it is called Carmen The Godfather. Brand. I'll look it up right now.
Hold on, Greg, check.
No, we're familiar with the movie.
It is The Godfather. Yeah. So
and
I'm
also,
sorry that I put him on.
Yeah. That's why. That's
but
why.
Greg, isn't Iron Man two words as well?
No, I think Iron Man's one word. Just like Superman would be one, right?
Iron Man
I know
is
Superman's
two words.
One word.
Iron Man's two words.
Yeah, thank
wow,
you.
I did not know that. You learned something new every day.
Stoney's blown away by this.
I know.
He's going to get home and
words.
See his wife and daughters and go, you will not believe what happened at work today.
Yes.
Iron Man is two words.
Let's go to Patty in Roseville. You're 97 on the ticket.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Patty.
I wanted to go with Bridesmaids. It's classic.
Great.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Terrific movie.
Outstanding movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
Thanks.
Good for a laugh.
Well done, Patty.
Yes.
Thank you guys for being on.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Steven in the West Bloomfield. What's up, Steve?
Yes, I got two movies. One, Moneyball.
Yes.
Whiplash.
Whiplash, J.K. Simmons, great freaking movie.
Yes. Yep,
oh, awesome. I never saw that. Yeah, yeah.
Really? Oh, you would love that. Yeah. You would love that movie. Terrific.
Why would I love it? It's about a horrible drum teacher. What makes you think I'd love
it? Well, yeah, you're musically inclined to a certain extent. It's just great. It's a great movie.
I do want to see it.
It's not a feel-good movie per se, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. Let's say hello to, I believe this is Gary in Farmington Hills. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Stoney. I want to go with Glory and Maverick.
Glory, I love. Glory is a great movie, a Civil War movie, Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. What a great Maverick. Maverick comes out this summer, right? Isn't that the Top Gun sequel?
No, it was the one with Jim Garner and Mel Gibson.
Yes, it was a Western.
Western.
Oh. I thought that was a TV show.
No, that was The Maverick. That wouldn't qualify. Or no, that was Maverick, I guess.
Okay. Gotcha.
What about this one, Jamie? I just thought of it.
Anyway.
Big.
Yeah. Oh, Big's a great movie, yeah, with Tom Hanks. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Splash.
Another Tom Hanks movie. All right, think of one-word Tom Hanks movies. Gary in Monroe. What's up, Gary?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
All right. I have two that I can't believe people haven't already called in on. The first one is 10 with Bo Derek.
Oh, yeah.
And
awesome.
The second one is the all-time family favorite, Deliverance, with Burt Reynolds.
Family favorite.
Yeah. Heather, you ever seen Deliverance?
No, I have not.
I think you and Colin should rent that this weekend. You really can't miss it.
A nice rom-com.
It's a nice rom-com. There's this great, they're taking a river rafting trip, and they pull up on the shore, and they meet this other group of guys, and they have a campfire, and they really become great friends. It's really a nice message. Right? Right, Stoney?
Exactly. It's why we love the state of West Virginia.
Hey, Greg?
Yes.
Is Greg still there?
Yeah.
Doesn't Spider-Man have, like, a hyphen in it?
It's a hyphen, so I'm not sure if that counts.
No, I don't think it does either, which I think is stupid. I think Spider-Man should not have a hyphen. Yeah. In my opinion.
By the way, I am surprised that no one has said Star Wars Episode V, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I thought of the same thing. I also thought of what was the movie that Jim Carrey was in? The something, 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 something of the spotless mind. The eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
Yeah.
What about Mask?
No one mentioned that one either. Mask. Well, next week when we do greatest seven-word movie titles of all time, I'll bring up The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
It's a mad, 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 mad world.
That's
an oldie but
how come nobody said Glitter with Mariah Carey? Heather, didn't you see Glitter with Mariah Carey?
No.
Or Sling. Nobody
how
said
about Speed?
Nobody said Sling Blade.
Oh, yeah. Rudy.
Sling Blade's two words.
It is? Okay.
Sling blade is two words, Stoney. What are you talking about?
But it's a type of a blade. I don't know. Like boomerang.
You're thinking of blade?
A boomerang. There you go.
You're thinking of Blade with Wesley Snipes, not Sling Blade with Billy Bob Thornton.
But boomerang qualifies with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, boomerang qualifies. So does Gigli with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, my God.
Now you're coming up with like horrific movies. Horrific movies.
Yeah, I'm trying to find worst movies ever made.
Oh, that's going to be tomorrow.
Greatest worst movie of all time?
Yes, exactly. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.